As a topic, Alexander the Great is perhaps uniquely misleading. Here you have, you might think anyway, both a romantic hero and a strong, clear narrative. The story of a thrilling military romp across Asia. The story of how a young man, barely 20 at the time of his coming to the throne of Macedonia, took on the might of the Persian Empire and won, only then to die in mysterious circumstances. This is certainly how Alexander appears in lots of books, far too many books, and of course in popular media and films like Oliver Stone's Alexander the Great. This is also how I was taught Alexander by one of the leading modern Alexander historians, Robin Lane Fox. He asked us on our first meeting whether we knew how to ride. Only if we did could we understand Alexander, he said. Again and again he emphasised the awe and wonder that Alexander must have inspired in his troops, his emulation of the heroes of epic. I'm afraid what I'm going to say now then may be something of a cold bath then. The topic's definitely fascinating, but the fascination lies, for the most part, in deconstructing a narrative that's in all sorts of ways suspect, and in looking at all the ways in which Alexander's history has been used and abused over time, the multiple narratives that have been generated out of his life. You need to start by considering the possibility that much of Alexander's career, as you read about it in the books, is, with the exception perhaps of the basic skeleton of dated events, from his ascent to the throne in 336 to his death in Babylon 13 years later, a kind of literary mirage, a myth even. What I'm going to do then in this podcast is first to describe the surviving sources for Alexander's history and the nature of the source problem, and then to try to flesh out how we should respond by looking in a bit more detail at some themes in Alexander's career.